He never was a mild man, but he got dangerous after he lost her. He would be alone, too. He sent Mrs. Fairfax, the housekeeper, away to her friends at a distance, but he did it handsomely, for he settled an annuity on her for life, and she deserved it. She was a very good woman. Miss Adele, a ward he had, was put to school. He broke off acquaintance with all the gentry and shut himself up like a hermit at the Hall.
What? Did he not leave England?
Leave England? Bless you, no. He would not cross the doorstones of the house, except at night, when he walked just like a ghost about the grounds and in the orchard, as if he'd lost his senses, which it is my opinion he had, for a more spirited, bolder, keener gentleman than he was before that midge of a governess crossed him, you never saw, ma'am. He was not a man given to wine, or cards, or racing, as some are, and he was not so very handsome, but he had a courage and a will of his own, if ever man had. I knew him from a boy, you see, and for my part, I've often wished that Miss Eyre had been sunk in the sea before she came to Thornfield Hall.